Welcome into another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Kevin Hilly along with Casey Cloak. Casey, it's all about the coronavirus these days.
Yes, it is.
You can't escape it.
I thought we were doing okay until that first person was identified in the state of Missouri. And then the phone started ringing and emails started coming in. And the good news is I've gotten so much information from various sources. You know, our chamber's a member of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I follow Blaine Luchtemeyer's feed. So he's got everybody's put. I mean, several of our members are being proactive and sharing content. And all of it, I will say, leads to the same. Wash your hands.
This is stuff we
don't come to work sick.
In kindergarten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It is common sense. And I will say, I mean, gosh, I'm still more afraid of the flu right now than I am this coronavirus.
Well, that's a good point you make because, look, what is the number? I forget. I don't want to be throwing numbers out there.
Know.
But it's somewhere between 30 and 50,000 people or whatever a year die in this country
from
the flu.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't see them canceling events and the NBA season has suspended for the rest of, you know, after Sunday's games.
Exactly.
They're not going to be
going to have a
but
huge
you don't
impact.
See that happening.
No, so, not over the flu, but it's over this coronavirus.
You know, at the risk of being raked over the coals, to me there seems to be a bit of an overreaction. I'm not saying that it's not a serious
situation. No, I understand 100% what you're going.
But it seems that people are, they're like, you know, everybody says, oh, don't panic. But it seems like people are panicking. Some of the same people.
I mean, toilet paper is, you know, flying off the shelves.
Toilet paper is gold right now, man. It really.
That and Germex. I now know how to make my own Germex.
Do you really?
Yeah.
This has been an educational experience for you.
It has been. I was like, gosh, I've been spending big bucks on the fancy antibacterial. I can make my own.
Who needs Pinterest when?
Hey, Lexi, you want to have a science experiment? Come on. You know, we can make it educational, get the kids involved.
Hey, you know, people are hoarding toilet paper.
Yeah.
But you know what? What if people start hoarding plungers? That's gonna change the equation.
Let me tell you.
But I mean, here's the other thing too. If you know, flights are, I guess, are
if you're wanting to travel and you're not too worried, gosh, now's the time to go.
It's
my goodness,
cheap, man.
Yeah, gosh, cruise ships are offering free drinks for your entire cruise, the airfare.
This sounds crazy. I think I would go on a cruise.
If I had some vacation time and didn't have a busy schedule, you know what? I'd probably take the chance.
The problem you have is that, and my wife pointed this out to me too, which is true, you're not necessarily the problem. But if somebody else on the ship tests positive for coronavirus, everybody on that ship is going to be quarantined.
Yeah, look at that ship that was stuck for how long? I mean,
4 weeks, whatever it was. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So,
I can't even imagine.
So you don't want that.
No, you don't.
But you're going to,
If you're able to take the chance of not returning home for a couple of months, then maybe, have fun. Go travel. Enjoy the sights.
Literally get away from it all, you know.
Yeah.
No, but on the flights thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I've always wanted to do an England-Ireland trip.
You can
fly right now from New York to London for like $215 round trip.
I cannot believe that.
That's nuts,
that
man.
That is. It's unheard of. You don't see that.
I can't fly to Philadelphia for that much round trip.
But, you know, on the flip side, I totally get it. I mean, the airfare, you've got to do what you can do to continue getting the revenue stream coming in. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many industries that are getting impacted by this, whether it's overkill or not.
Right.
I mean, even in our own very own state, we've got parades getting canceled, events getting
canceled.
Kansas
City, St. Patrick's Day parade.
You know, every event you have to think about, whether it seems just like a local event or not. I mean, it has a huge impact on retail dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It has an impact on restaurants and hotel.
Right.
So it's going to really trickle down.
And you got to feel for the poor, say, restaurant worker, somebody who's making a living. They're not getting the customers.
Right.
They're not getting the tips.
Right. Exactly. What was it? The NCAA out of St. Louis? You know, they now attendees can't come in. They're still going to have the event.
Isn't that weird?
Of all the hotels that probably were full because of this. And now, you know, I don't know what their cancellation policy is. And obviously, I don't know, you know, you get a good lawyer, this could be considered an act of God clause or something. So you get your money back.
Meanwhile, God's keep me out of it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
I got nothing to do with this.
Okay. Right.
You people brought this on yourself.
Exactly.
No, but The NCAA games, the March Madness tournament. It's going to be, can you imagine?
No,
the
no only crowds people, cheering you on
no,
as you make
weird,
that shot.
Man. The only people who are going to be there are, like, I guess, family and staff and everything.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
Mad! I mean, if you ever want to be heard in a crowd, that's
that's exactly right.
The
yeah.
place to
it's
be.
So crazy.
But with the
it
price
is.
Of oil dropping the way it is now,
oh,
between that
no.
and the virus and flights and
yeah,
and
I mean,
travel
we're getting calls.
Just...
We are. We've got several events coming up. You know, we've got a big car show we host in first weekend of May, and we've already started taking the calls mm-hmm. on, hey, are you still having the event?
At this recording of the podcast, it's still on.
That's right. That's okay. right. As of March 12th, it is
right.
still a go.
We're recording this on March 12th.
Yeah, so
exactly.
I mean, it. You know, it's still a few months away. Yeah. I think it's actually 59 days away. It's an outdoor event. So there, and again, we're going to do our research. We'll, you know, we've got a committee and it'll, I'm sure it'll be an added agenda item in
oh, yeah.
our next committee meeting is for discussion.
I don't envy you with your job right
yeah.
now, Casey. I really don't. See,
well,
my job is
it.
Easy. I just come
yeah.
in here and talk like an idiot every
yeah.
morning about stuff I have no idea
well,
about.
And
so.
I have, I, you know, I'm getting educated now on this whole virus. But, you know, at first, well, for instance, last week I headed up to St. Charles. They had mm-hmm. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association had right. their annual boat show up in St. Charles at the convention center. And I was there for 2 days. And, you know, it's so funny running into people I know. You know, we're not handshaking right now.
Oh, no. No.
And I was elbow bumping. But
well,
even then,
I'll address that in a minute.
Oh,
we got a
okay.
survey going. No, it's okay, though. Yeah,
okay.
I want to hit that. So.
But it is. I mean, but I will say I was approached by a variety of people asking, you know, what resources are out there on this coronavirus and what do businesses need to know to prepare? So we did receive some information funneled through the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, and we've shared it on our Facebook. And it, you know, ultimately is, you know, if you're sick, you stay home. If,
yeah,
you know, wash
sense.
Your hands properly. Yeah. And if you're not sure, you know, sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I mean, I don't care how old you are.
I thought it was Happy Birthday.
You know what? Same difference.
Whatever
same
song.
Yeah.
You can sing Rihanna for all we care.
That's
just,
right.
You know,
that's right.
Get it
just
done.
Just sing a full song and lather.
You've got movies and TV shows in production
oh, yeah.
being canceled. The
yes.
new Bond film,
oh,
they've
goodness.
Delayed production of that in Italy.
Well,
what was the show? Riverdale.
Okay.
On the
yeah.
CW, they uh-huh. shut down production for their fourth season.
Where do they record at?
Out west
somewhere.
Somewhere. Hollywood.
Okay.
In Hollywood,
wow.
yeah. So,
I mean, it really is going to trickle down to various outlets, whether it's, you know, a community with revenue income or, yeah, just the just different industries.
And
they're
let us not forget Tom Hanks.
I know.
And his
I
wife,
heard
Rita
that
Wilson.
Last night.
They're in Australia. They're filming an Elvis film.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tom Hanks, he said, yeah, he and his wife
wow.
have been confirmed positive with coronavirus.
Well, hopefully he's healthy enough. He's young enough.
Well,
you
he
know.
Has type 2 diabetes.
Oh.
So I
he's
guess
got a little
he
weaker
is
system then, huh?
in a risk group.
Okay. Well, that's scary. Well,
yeah. So we wish the very,
yeah.
very best for him.
Yeah.
And speaking of handshakes.
Yeah.
We were talking. So there's a survey. It's on our 101.9 The Wave Facebook page right now. They asked people, what's a good alternative to shaking hands?
Sure.
Majority of people, 62% said wave. Somebody comes in, you wave
yeah.
at them. Okay?
Yeah.
55% a nod.
Mm-hmm.
See, I kind of do that anyway. Like when somebody walks on, hey,
yeah,
how you doing?
Hey. Hey, what's up? That's right.
25% elbow bump. I like the
See,
elbow
I've
bump.
I've been doing the elbow bump. And I will say the wave, it would be hard because when you have somebody approach you and they extend their hand, what do you do to stand there? Just wave?
No.
You know, you can't.
You're going to
so
look like
you
a Nimrod.
Extend your elbow.
Yeah.
And then something new we did.
You can
was,
transition from a wave to an elbow bump pretty
you could,
easily.
You're like, hey, psych.
Hey, psych. And you know what? It's hard to not look cool doing
yeah.
an elbow bump. It's
yeah.
like, hey.
Yeah, right. It's fun. It's fun.
13% said bowing.
Okay, no.
Like,
no.
What are we, in Asia?
Right.
And 7% said tapping feet.
Okay, now that's becoming a true trend. That's
yeah.
what we were doing
we're
at
calling
the boat
it the
show.
Wuhan tap. When we got together for a company event recently, we were all just doing the Wuhan tap.
That's
you know?
What we were doing at the boat show.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how's it going? You kick your foot out
kind
and
of
tap
fun.
Your feet. I know, it was funny. I mean, again, we were all in good spirits to try to make light of the situation,
well,
but legitimately trying to protect ourselves.
If you're a germaphobe.
Yeah. Oh,
gotta,
I tell you what, my knuckles, look,
you gotta
I mean,
be,
they were so cracked because I did shake hands.
Are you
people.
A germaphobe?
No,
oh.
not usually, but at the boat show, you know, there was hundreds of people
yeah.
and, you know, they're coughing, sneezing, trying to shake your hand. And there's times where I couldn't, they didn't quite understand the elbow concept. So I, you know, did shake hands. So as soon as they walked away, I was getting that hand sanitizer out. And I mean, I had
well,
a big bottle under my table.
If you're in certain, you know, it's funny because they asked the president, the vice president recently, it's like,
yeah.
you know, are you going to stop shaking hands? Because You can't not. If somebody sticks their hand out to you,
it's hard.
You can't not
and
shake
just
them.
Out of, I mean, your subconscious kind of forgets not to do it. So you just, honestly, it just comes out.
You got to take it. You got to take a chance. I'll take your disease. Yeah. Come on. You know, it's like, you got to do that.
Yeah,
you're right.
You
can't not.
It's hard not to. It is, especially when that hand is extended. You just naturally shake their hand and then you're like, oh, crap. What did I just do?
But somebody like, I'm trying to think, what's it? Howie Mandel.
Oh, yeah.
He's a huge germaphobe. He showed up at a taping of America's Got Talent in a hazmat suit.
Oh, that.
Orange rubber gloves
funny.
And everything. That was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
You
got to
be apoplectic if you're a germaphobe right now.
I have seen him shake hands, though. There was one, they had a hypnotist come on for that America's Got Talent.
That
and
must have
put him under
him,
and he shook hands. I'm sure it did.
Do you think he remembered it?
No, he didn't. He didn't. He had no idea. So
what am I doing?
Yeah, he got mad when he watched the playback of that episode, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
You know, one of the biggest movies that sort of made a comeback right now is Contagion. Matt Damon from 2011. A lot of people forgot about that. But it's a very similar. It's a virus that comes from Hong Kong.
Oh, gosh.
And it spreads around the world. And, of course, you know, it's much worse than our situation right now.
Right.
The real life situation. But people are watching it. They're saying they ought to re-release it in theaters.
Oh
it would
gosh.
Probably do great. Although you don't want to go to a movie theater.
No, right. So, yeah, I was saying movie theater's out.
So put it out on Netflix or something again.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. So I had, while I was up there at the boat show, I had an attendee come by and checking out our booth and everything. Yeah. And of course, it was just natural conversation talking about this coronavirus.
Right.
And his theory, I thought he was joking, so I even laughed. But his theory was, you know, maybe this is the one that's going to get us. Maybe this is the one, you know, in 6 months from now, all that have passed are going to turn into zombies. And it's going to be the zombie
this is
apocalypse.
The beginning of The Walking Dead.
And I did. I started laughing and like he didn't. He didn't laugh at all. And I'm like, this gentleman is serious. So I was just like, okay.
See you later.
Like, hey, you know, I'm fully armed at home. We're good.
you know, here's the thing. And when you say something like this, you're accused of minimizing it. Yeah. I mentioned it earlier. I think there is a bit of an overreaction to it.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, I think there are people that have an agenda. I'm not going to get political on you, but I think there are people who have an agenda who want to see this thing tank the economy in the hopes that it's going to hurt the president. And
it's an interesting theory.
Yeah, I think it's more than a theory. I hate to think that people are rooting against
just such. They're so doom and gloom these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I share some good stuff too. Come on,
come on, man.
And we all are listening. Here's my thing. You know, to the media. We're all listening to you, so you don't all have to be talking about the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Throw in some good, lighthearted stuff.
I raise my hand in guilt, Casey, because unfortunately, and I do say unfortunately, I am a member of the media. I'm like the
and
lowest
I'm right
rung.
At you. Come on,
yeah,
Kevin.
I'm like right above the cable installation guy, okay? But that being said... So when I see my media cohorts doing this stupid stuff, I'm like, oh, really, man? I'm getting lumped in with them. But I am. What am I doing right now? I'm sitting here talking about it.
We're talking about
it. I'm exploiting
it. We're trying
to
make light of it.
But I'm right. I'm having fun with it.
We're not implementing the scare tactics
right.
or anything.
No,
you know, obviously, I mean, we do take this serious.
But do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Stay home if you're sick, you know.
The president, in his speech last night, what did he say? Wash your hands. Here's the president of the United States, the most powerful man on earth, telling us, wash your hands.
How great does
again,
that look
stuff
to the world, right?
Learned in kindergarten.
Some of us forgot.
Some of us apparently need a refresher.
That's right. So in the meantime, I'm going to continue to carry my Germex. And
Casey brought some Germex in today.
I almost showed up in the hospital mask. I was going to wrap my head in toilet paper.
you know what's ironic is we have one pump bottle of
hand sanitizer
here at the radio station, and I got it yesterday, and I never use this stuff. It just sits there.
Sure.
And I started pumping. It doesn't work.
Oh, no.
You
just got to unscrew it and dump it on your
hand. That's the equivalent of the Twilight Zone episode where the guy who loves to read, and then everybody in the world dies except him, and he's left with all these books. But his glasses break, he can't read. That's what I thought of.
Oh,
so I'm going to have to get some
some hand sanitizer. Well, good luck.
Or
and if
I'll
you need
yours.
If you need to make some, like I said, just alcohol and or it was rubbing alcohol and aloe vera gel. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's all you need?
Yeah, and obviously there's probably a certain amount of each to make the
They're
exact
probably running out of alcohol
it's online,
now,
I'm
too.
Sure. I've seen it on Facebook, so it's got to be true.
Well, if you ever want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. The Kevin and Casey podcast hotline is area 856-318-9873. And I have to tell you something that happened yesterday, Casey.
Oh, goodness.
I got a notification that, hey, you have a voicemail on that number. I was like, yes! And I went to it, and it was just a robocaller that hung up on me.
God. That's our wrong number. That's what I was waiting for you to say.
Tease me. Yeah, trust me. At this point, I would put a wrong number on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to our listeners, maybe it's a shout out of, you know, are there any special precautions you're taking, you know, for this? Or has it impacted any future travel plans? I mean, that's a big one, too.
Yeah.
A
lot you of got people, any plans that are...
You know, spring break is coming.
Maybe
I mean,
no
it's
fault of
started.
Your own, but something was canceled. You
yes.
were planning to go to.
Yes. Yeah. We're seeing that. I mean, the spring break for schools is happening, you know, in the next coming weeks here. Mm-hmm. Are you able to travel still, or do you, you know, have your plans changed? We'd love to hear about that.
What if your kids are, you know, what if you have kids in college and now, you know, like Mizzou, University of Missouri,
all online.
You're all, so that means your kids are all coming home. You've got to be like,
oh, exactly, exactly. You know,
I wasn't ready for this until May.
Right, right. You know? It'll be really interesting how that plays out too. Yeah, in fact, multiple colleges are doing that, and you know, multiple schools are closing. And
I know.
It's just,
golly. It's nuts. It's crazy. Well, or you can email us if you'd like as well. It's Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com. There you go.
Yeah.
The all coronavirus edition.
Let's just hope we don't have to do this one again.
I never want to do this again.
In 10 years, we'll laugh about it.
Of the Kevin and Casey podcast.